Come in. Hello. Yes. I did mention that the stool over there is wobbly. Didn't you go into town with everybody else? No, it's not a problem. Taking your new position seriously, I see. Oh, please, you're not disturbing me at all. I'm just catching up on some reading. I don't get a lot of downtime where it's quiet. And when everybody else goes to town, well, I take advantage. No, I promise you're not bothering me. I would have thought you would have gone to town today. Oh, don't look at me like that. Your mother spends a great deal of time dressing me. And while she does, she chatters. Yes. She happened to mention a girl from town that there might be a match with? Come now, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. No. I spend most of my days surrounded by, let's just say, people significantly older than me, right? And we have always been closer in age, ever since I came here. So, if you want to talk about it, there must be a reason you didn't jump at the chance to go into town with everyone else to see her, isn't there? Have I struck a nerve? I feel like I've struck a nerve. I feel like you're very upset with me right now. You needn't be. I'm still the same girl I was when I came here, when I married my late husband, and you were just running around tinkering with things and following your mother. We used to talk then, remember? It's not different now. Just because I'm the lady of the house now does not make me any different as a person, and it doesn't make me care any less about what's bothering you. Would you like to talk about it? We have plenty of time. They won't be back for hours. Okay, good. Now, for the next little while, I'm not the lady of the house and you are not the head of my maintenance team. We are just us. Okay? Good. Now, what's going on? Okay. Is there something wrong with the match? Have her parents objected? All right. If they haven't, then what's the issue? You have a good job, you're very stable, you're living in the cottage on the grounds, so you have a home. Other things. What other things? You're a decent man, so that's not the problem. You're not going to be cruel to her. Do you like her? Good. You like spending time with her. You like talking to her. Yes, I know that's not necessarily a prerequisite, but it helps. And it can be cause for pause if that is something that you value in your relationship. So, I'm missing something, and you're not being very forthcoming with the information. So, what's going on? I told you, you don't need to be proper right now. You just need to tell me what's going on, because the more you hedge around it, the more interested I am, and the more I'm afraid it's something scandalous. And the more concerned I'm getting about you. The wedding. Is it money? Are her parents not able to provide for a proper wedding? Because if that's the case, I can help. Okay. If that's not the problem, then what's the problem with the wedding? The wedding. The wedding night. All right, I think I'm starting to get to the point. Yes, I am. I'm going to ask you a question, and it's going to be a very forward question, and I want you to be honest with me, all right? Good. Have you ever laid with a woman? No. All right, I understand now. Yes, I do. Are you concerned that you won't know what to do on your wedding night? Mm-hmm. Yes, the basic mechanics of it are quite simple. My darling, don't ever change. All right. This girl is very lucky. Based on what you just said and just who you are. Okay? All right? Yes. The fact that you're worried about not being able to give her a good time on your wedding night is admirable. Yes, I know there's not exactly somewhere you can go to learn these things. They don't teach this with your tutors. How can I help? Well, I can, actually. I can help you. See, there's this little thing about widows, you see. Society just kind of looks the other way at what we do and with whom we do it. Mm-hmm. Once you've been married, you're kind of given a free pass in a lot of ways. Not to be promiscuous, but to enjoy yourself. It's like a rite of passage. Mm-hmm. So, if you would like, I could show you how to pleasure your bride-to-be on your wedding night. What do you think? No, it wouldn't change anything. It would just be the girl who came here not knowing anything or anyone and scared out of her wits, thanking the boy who made life bearable for her first few months. Yes. Yes. What do you think? If that's the only thing standing in your way from marrying this girl, then really, what's the problem? No one has to know. You're not going to go broadcast it. Shout it from the rooftops that you slept with the lady of the manor. That would get you beheaded. All right. Well, now's as good a time as any. We don't often have the entire place to ourselves. There's usually someone lurking about, but I know for a fact there is not a single other person on the estate right now. Mm-mm. Not even a single stable boy. No one. They all went to town. Yes, it was quite a large undertaking. Your mother was beside herself organizing it all. But she did. Yes, I am very serious. All right. Well, set the wobbly stool aside for now. Well, I'm not exactly sure what happened to it, but my barrister was here a week before last and was sitting upon it, and it hasn't been right ever since. He's rather a bulky man. Might have had something to do with it. I don't know. It could have just been a loose something, and that was all it needed to start wobbling. All right, stop trying to distract me, and stop trying to avoid what's about to happen, and take your clothes off. Yes, it will go much better for you if you are naked. Although, on your wedding night, I do recommend leaving your pants on until your bride is ready for them to come off. Because that particular part of the man's anatomy can be terrifying if you are not prepared for it. So, but I'm very well prepared for it. So, pants off, shirt off, everything off, please. Thank you. What? Did you think I was going to be fully clothed? No, no, no. You can't pleasure me if I have all of my clothing on. Now, luckily, I'm just wearing my light spring dress and very little in the way of undergarments as things go. No corset today, but you should probably figure out how to work one before the big day, because she will be wearing one. Yes. I will try to sneak you one to work with, okay? And it might be more comfortable for her to remove her own clothing at her own pace. Although the corset she will need help with. All right? All right. Have you ever seen a naked woman? No? All right. Well, you're about to. They're just undergarments. Yes. I'm going to take them off now. You can watch if you'd like. Your breathing just sped up. These are my breasts. Do you like them? Yes. Well, you're going to become very familiar with them, so that's a good thing. Yes, my womanhood is right there. You look overwhelmed. You don't know where to begin, do you? Come here. On your knees, in front of my chair, please. Yes, just like that. Now hold still. Have you ever kissed a girl before? Once. All right. I'm going to assume it was not the type of kiss that you will have on your wedding night. So hold still, part your lips slightly, and don't forget to breathe. like that. You can kiss me back. Good. Nice and gentle. How do you feel? Excellent. That's what I want you to feel. Nervous, excited. And your member is very interested in the proceedings. Yes. Do you ever touch yourself? Now is not the time to be shy. We are naked in front of each other. It's not the time to be shy. You do. And what do you think about? You can't look at me. I'm going to guess that your fantasies somehow involve me. They do. Is that right? All right. Well, that just made this whole thing hotter, didn't it? It did. Tell me what you think about. You don't know. Do you think about me touching you? Yes. Do you think about touching me? Well, let's start there. Put your hands on my breasts. Yes, one in each hand. A woman's nipples are very sensitive, generally. Not everyone, but generally it's a good place to start. See how they're hardening from the heat of your palms. Yes, squeeze. Gently. Weigh them. Tease them. Yes, you can pinch them between your fingers. I like it when you do that. Yes. I feel it between my legs, which is what you want. You want the wetness to pool there. It'll be helpful later. Yes, keep doing that. While you do that, kiss me. You're going to want to spend a lot of time kissing her neck, her skin. Yes, like that. Small, warm kisses. Down her neck, over her collarbone. With your hands on her breasts. Yes. Yes, just like that. It feels glorious. Keep going. Keep going. You catch on fast. Yes, when you get down to the breasts, if she allows it, you can put your mouth on them. Please, by all means, put your mouth on mine. A little kiss on the tip. Very nice. Open your mouth. Yes, open it. Now take my nipple into your mouth and suckle. It feels very, very good. Yes, keep your fingers working on the other one. Oh, suck my breast, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, it feels so good. It makes everything between my legs burn and tingle. And dampen further. How hard is your cock right now? Yes, I said cock. If you can't talk about it, you shouldn't be using it. Oh, yes, use your tongue. Very nice. Oh. You do learn fast. Yes, wrapping your arm around me and pulling me closer to you is a very sweet gesture. With your other hand, start stroking my leg, my thigh, first the top, then in toward the middle. But don't lose contact with my breast. It feels very, very good. Do you like it? Yes. Your cock is leaking. It's supposed to. It helps get things wet to make the passage inside me easier. Yes, that is the point. But I don't think that will be a problem. Keep playing. Switch to the other nipple. And move your fingers higher on my thigh. Yes. Keep going higher. Higher. I know if you go higher, you will touch my pussy. It is a pussy. Yes. Did that word make your cock throb? Can you feel the heat from it against your hand? I can feel you kneading the inside of my thigh. Your hand is trembling. You're sucking harder on my breast. I'm going to spread my legs. Run your fingertip, just your fingertip, over my pussy. Gently, very, very gently. Well, you suck. Yes, it feels very good. Now, this is the part that's super important. You're going to want to get her all warmed up. You're going to want to give her an orgasm before you try to enter her. Yes. I'm going to tell you how. That glorious finger that you're rubbing up and down my pussy. When you get to the top, push forward ever so slightly. You can stop suckling so you can look. Here, I'll lean back. Yes. Push forward. Do you see? Little nub at the top, that's my clit, my clitoris. That is the key to a woman's pleasure. If you learn how to make that happy, your wife will be the most grateful, happy, loving woman ever. Touch it with your finger. Gently. Just lightly run your finger over the tip of it. Yes, Use your other hand to hold me open. Lick your finger. And now do it again. Small circles, gentle circles on it. Very lightly. Ask her what the pressure is that she likes. Ask her if she's happy with what you're doing and encourage her to tell you. Most women are not so forthcoming as I am. Yes, like that. Keep going. Lick your finger again. Do you taste me? Yes, you're going to taste me. Very, very shortly. Yes, you do get to put your mouth down there. You want to, don't you? Mm-hmm. The scent of a woman is intoxicating, isn't it? Yes. I can see how hard your cock is, just from your finger on my clit. Don't worry. I'll teach you how to take care of that, too. Yes, rub it. Little circles, gentle. Okay. While you're doing this, kiss her. Stroke her. Touch her body. Let her know that you find her absolutely irresistible. Yes. It feels very good. Yes. No one has touched me like this in a very long time. Except myself, of course. Yes. Women can take care of their own needs if they are taught how. I was very fortunate. My late husband was very forthcoming with that information. Okay. Are you ready for more? Yes. You know what to do with the clit now. And it's all about listening to her. I want to teach you how to use your mouth. It has two advantages. One, it feels fantastic. And two, it's a great way to create wetness if there isn't as much as you might like. Well, sometimes nerves get in the way and women's bodies are all different, right? Yes. Bend down. Continue to hold me open. Just like that. Now, what does your instinct tell you to do? Lick. By all means, lick me. Yes. Keep doing that. Slow. Oh, yes. Keep licking my clit. Yes. Lick it. Circle around the head of my clit, the very tip. Yes. Do you like the way I taste? Good. Yes. Keep going. You want to suck like you did on my nipple? Well, advanced, aren't we? Yes, go ahead. Put your mouth over it gently and suckle very gently, stroking it with your tongue. Oh, yes. Yes, that's a good thing. Not everyone is as vocal as I am, but over time, she might be. Never hesitate to ask if she likes something, okay? Okay. Yes, keep licking and keep suckling. Oh, God. I'm just going to enjoy it. Your mouth is so hot on my clit. Keep your tongue moving, please. Please. Yes. Oh. Oh, it feels so good. Do you like how my juices taste on your tongue? You're getting quite a bit of it now. Yes. Drinking the nectar of a woman is a very fine delicacy indeed. Yes, my body is tensing. It's a good thing. It's a very good thing. Don't stop. Don't stop. Take your finger. Yes, just one. Your index finger. Your pointer finger. And run it down my pussy to my opening. You know where that is, right? You can see it. With your palm facing upward, slip your finger inside. It should be plenty wet by now. Your bride will be very, very tight. Yes, having never known the love of a man, I'm very, very tight because it's been a long, long time since I have. Just move your finger in circles inside me. Yes, just like that. And if you push upward, you'll feel a little nub inside. Yes, if you rub that and keep licking my clit, you will bring me to orgasm, which is one of the goals of this exercise. Now, not all women can do that right away, so if that doesn't happen, don't feel badly. I fortunately can, and want you to keep going because I'm going to... Yes, you're doing so well. Oh, I love how your finger feels inside me. Keep going. Oh, yes. Oh, keep wiggling your finger in my pussy. Yes, keep licking my clit. Yes, yes. Oh, yes. I knew this was going to be fun. Yes, yes, yes. Keep going, keep going. Oh, whatever you do, when she gets like this, don't stop. Don't fucking stop. Excuse my profanity. Yes, yes. Keep moving your finger. Faster, faster. Push harder. Push harder inside. And suck harder outside. Yes. Oh, yes. I'm going to grab your hair now. And push my pussy up to your mouth. Yes. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, God. Yes, it's so good. You're doing so well. You learn very quickly. I'm going to orgasm. You're going to feel me clench around you inside. You're going to feel my entire pussy throb. Are you ready? I want you to take one hand and put it on your cock and stroke your cock while I come in your mouth. Yes, yes, spread the wetness over your cock. That's leaking out the end of you, so that when I come, you will be ready. Yes. Oh, that's very nice. That groan. I felt it in my pussy. The vibration. Oh, are you ready? Yes. Yes. Here it comes. Don't stop. Keep moving while I'm orgasming. Keep going. Don't stop stroking. Don't stop anything. No, keep going. Oh my. All right, stop. The clitoris gets very sensitive after an orgasm. So as soon as she tells you to stop, you need to stop. Understand? That, my dear sir, is pleasure. It's nice the way you're stroking my skin now. I think you might be natural at this. Are you ready for the fun part? Yes, stand up. Your cock is throbbing, and there is so much wetness coming out of it. Now, this won't be part of your wedding night, most likely. It's not a preference for many women, and certainly not their first time. And it's not something to ever be pushed upon a woman, but it is something I enjoy, so hold still. Yes, I am using my mouth on you. Is that okay? Good. Get you nice and wet for when I put you inside me. And for some reason, I wanted the first mouth you ever felt to be mine. Just like the first pussy you'll ever feel will be mine. You have a very, very nice cock. Yes, you do. I had better stop, though. I'm afraid you will achieve your ending rather quickly if I keep going. All right, I'm going to lay down on the chaise. kneel between my legs again. Now, you are not allowed to orgasm inside of me. We don't want any accidents, right? Right. On your wedding night, that won't be an issue. Of course. For now, you may shoot your load all over my breasts. Yes. You find that quite exciting, don't you? I do as well. I enjoy it. It's so warm and sticky. Now, put that beautiful cock inside me. Run the tip up and down over my clit first. Spread the wetness. If she is not wet enough, spit on your hand and make sure that your cock is wet. And when you enter, go slowly, especially the first time. Let her adjust to you. Yes. Push. Slowly. Feel me open around you. Feel the heat of me. Yes. Yes. Stop for a moment. Let me adjust to you. It's a stretch. A woman's body is made for this. We are made to stretch and accommodate. It just takes a moment. Yes. How does it feel? Warm and wet. Tight. You're doing very well. I can see the sweat forming on your brow as you try to hold yourself back. I admire your restraint. Very good. Yes. Move forward now, please. Fill me, please. Slowly. You may meet some resistance with your bride on your wedding night. If so, you will have to push forward rather forcefully to get through it, and it won't be comfortable for her. Yes. Once you're all the way in, I will show you how to do that. Yes, you're all the way in. Just breathe for a moment so that you don't spill your seed early. Yes. As much as I would love to feel it, we can't have accidents like that, right? Yes. Oh, there's nothing more wonderful than feeling a man's seed inside. Feeling the moment he unleashes it. Feeling it spread warmth through my insides. Yes, I'm squeezing you even thinking about it. Don't move. Hold very still. Kiss her, caress her, play with her breasts. Reach down and rub her clitoris. Like that. Yes. All things that stimulate her. Ah. Oh. Good, good. Now, pull back. Almost all the way out, so just the tip is still inside. Yes. Now push forward as quickly and as forcefully as you can. If you have to do this with her, you need to know how and how to deal with it after, all right? Yes. Push. Hold yourself inside her once you've done it. Kiss her. suckle her breast. Yes. Take her mind off of what just happened inside of her while she adjusts to you. Very quickly it will turn to pleasure. Yes. Oh, yes. Suckle. Suckle my breast, yes. Now start swirling your hips just a little bit. Oh, God, yes. Yes. Oh, just the movement inside hits so many wonderful things. It's very good. How do you feel? Are you all right? Yes. You are exerting Herculean self-control at this point, aren't you? Yes. All right. Move slowly. Tiny thrusts. It won't take much for you to spill. You are very overstimulated right now. Yes, tiny thrusts. Yes. It feels very good. Yes, like that. Like that. Like that. Yes. Yes. What's the expression? You're fucking me. You will be making love to your wife, but you're fucking me. Yes. Yes. You can go faster. Still keep your thrusts small, but you can go faster. That's right. That's right. You're not long for this, are you? Now you feel so good in me. I can feel you swelling. I can feel you getting bigger. Feel my hands on your back. On your buttocks. Yes, pulling you deeper into me. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. I want you to shoot your seed all over me. Shoot your seed all over me, please. Yes, cover me in it. Yes. Oh, you're twitching. You're twitching. You're going to, aren't you? Yes. 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 No. No. A second time is not reasonable for me yet. Maybe later. But right now, this is all about you. You have done your duty. You have made it pleasurable. Now you take your own ending. Yes, please. I want you to feel so good. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Pull out, pull out, pull out. Oh, yes, all over me. Yes. Oh, shoot it, yes. Oh, there's the first shot. On my breast. On my stomach. On my pussy. Yes. Oh, very nice. Very nice. So warm. Very nice. Oh, that was a lot. You haven't released any for a while, have you? No. Now come down here and kiss me. Do not be afraid of the things produced by your own body. It's all part of it, and it all washes. How do you feel? Do you feel better? You do? Good. I'm glad. No, you are not heavy, although it is a very good thing that you asked. Your bride may think differently. I don't know. Yes, I enjoyed myself immensely. What's your rush? Why are you getting up? Well, the wobbly-legged stool will be there later, when everyone else is back from town. Yes, I believe we should take the next few hours to really make sure that you know what you're doing. Don't you?